Howdy, everybody. Wayne has to be out this morning, so he asked me to sub in for him.
Okay.
So it looks like I'm taking notes.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can just skip to Florian if he's here.
I don't see him here yet.
Yeah, there's only six of us so far, so. Everyone's still frozen. All right, I think we can start. Yeah, if you don't mind doing the scribing, Jason, that would be great. It looks like you still don't have Florian.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, liaisons. Looks like Maccabee has a big update here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to read the whole thing. There were two basic discussions. Kat Barry talked about the budget. I put up some brief overview notes there. Basically, there's a deficit, but it's a lot less serious of a deficit than was originally being projected, which is great. Partially through some more income coming in, partially through the AWS group doing a good job keeping costs down to the agreed level of 30K a month or less. So it's not a short-term problem this year. The budget continues to be a long-term project, and that the CC is talking about. Most of the discussion just now was about this draft charge for a new standing committee that they want to create that sort of existed for a while in a informal form, and they're looking to make official that would essentially try to engage more with the different folio institutions, member institutions. And I listed the bullet points there, just what some of the deliverables that they have in mind for that committee. I don't know that TC will have a lot of interaction with this one way or the other, or necessarily care particularly, but they did ask for any feedback from the other councils before their next meeting in 2 weeks' time. So I thought I would just share it, and in case there was any questions or interest in discussing it here. And then in addition to this members committee, they're also trying to create an onboarding or outreach committee, which would do some outreach to all the like onboarding of new customers, and try to do some initial outreach to new customers and make those connections. So that's the update.
Great, thank you. Christy?
So I gave an update at the PC meeting about what TC is working on, including our work, initial work on establishing a developer conference. There was positive reception to that. Some feedback that came out of the discussion was interest in how SMEs and other groups can or should engage with the developers at this conference. There seems to be a lot of interest in improving subject matter expert in developer relations, or at least taking a lid off the black box a little. I'm not necessarily sure whether the developer conference is best for that. We also had an interesting discussion about WolfCon, and part of that discussion was about differentiating between this conference and WolfCon, and understanding why this conference is necessary, and maybe thinking about WolfCon as a space for doing some of that developer and subject matter expert engagement, which happened more frequently towards the beginning of the project than it does now. We also talked a little bit about how to address decision making, understanding that not all stakeholders might be at the developer conference. And it was an idea of having some kind of summit, like an all-day working meeting to address maybe topics that has some synergy with the developer conference and that is really focused on pulling the right people together so that decisions can be made. There was also a new functionality presentation for endorsement, the Inventory Import app. And they are circling back to the mod linked data import module, and the development team or the product owner is actually going to be presenting that functionality for endorsement on February 19th. I don't think that that does anything to our module evaluation timeline. They're aware that we're moving forward with the evaluation of that module. It was on the agenda to discuss the PC endorsement process, but we didn't get to that. So that is going to be brought up again on the meeting at the ninth on the meeting on the 19th.
Thanks. Any questions about either of those updates? Okay. RMS is every other week, so there was no meeting this week. Security team.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Anything from early adopters? We don't have Craig. I don't know if anybody else has any commentary.
We're going to meet, I think, for the first time this year tomorrow. No, Wednesday, Wednesday morning. So.
Great. It definitely looks like the chat, the Slack has remained quite active.
Yes. There's yes, ongoing work, and on my side too, from Index Data's point of view.
All right, upcoming meetings. So as Christy was giving her update, I'm thinking about upcoming meetings. Did we decide? Christy was gonna start taking notes, or not, was gonna look at notes and start a survey. I guess I'm wondering, do we need a follow-up Wednesday yet for this, or maybe not? Maybe not until the survey is ready, or the draft survey. Yep, Christy.
I actually haven't done that yet.
That's still, I wasn't expecting you to. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought about it, but so many other deadlines. I was just going to ask what a good time frame or a good deadline for targeting having that first draft done would be.
We're here. No, we're way up here. We're up on the ninth. How about that 18th Wednesday meeting?
That works for me. I can have it done before the 18th so people can review first as well.
Okay. So for the notes, if we can schedule WolfCon survey discussion for the 18th, and that'll be our, it can be the survey discussion, and then if we're really going to keep trying to figure out what to do with this developer thing, any other topics related to that we could do then. MacV?
This is not directly related, but I just wanted to mention that at community council, there was some discussion of having something else at the halfway point of WolfCon, some other community outreach, sort of thing. I don't remember the specifics of that, but at some point, I have not brought this discussion topic up with community council. At some point, we should probably do some outreach of this to them also, or at least, let them know that we're going to be discussing that on the Wednesday that we're discussing it again. Just to make sure that these two ideas of something in between WolfCons don't end up crossing the stream in terms of communication.
That sounds good. I think it'll also be a lot easier for us to explain to people what we're thinking about once we do the survey, but I agree, at least for scheduling purposes, it would be good to know time ranges people are thinking about. Okay. Is there anything else in our backlog that we want to schedule a Wednesday for? We still haven't done the Eureka permissions thing. I still have not prepared for that. Should we, has anyone else looked into it yet? Should we like just force ourselves to do it on Wednesday and we can work during the meeting if we don't know what we're doing? Any opinions about that? It doesn't seem like we should keep it hanging, but it also seems like we're not really having time to work on it outside the meeting, so we could just work on it in the meeting.
We can do it in the meeting.
Okay, let's do that. So for February 11th, it's Eureka permissions for module reviews is what we're talking about. We have to update what the module review says about permissions to go with the new Eureka naming. And I think there's already a link, so maybe it'll end up being fast. Okay. TCR board. Oops. Okay. Oh, so Julian is, are you finished with your review of this?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, well, all criteria are fulfilled, and so we can approve it.
Okay. Okay, does anybody have any questions or anything, or shall we just approve with lazy consensus? Going once, going twice. Okay. The request for reevaluation of mod EBSCOnet. We left this with Alameda. We'll take a look at the pull request. Is there anything that we should, anything you want to say about that or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
The okay, we're going into the next one. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. So existing mod, oops, sorry. Module evaluation. This pilot feedback, is this what we're wanting to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to mention that once Shelley has her review done, we can then see what the next step is for the pilot.
Okay, great. Is Shelley here? Okay, and you're still working on yours, right, Shelley?
No, I think I'm it's done.
Oh, it's done. Okay.
Yeah. Did
See.
I not
No,
move it
it's just
to the
not on
right?
the here it is, sorry.
No, it's in the middle column. The other column under TC
This
review.
one, this one, this one.
Yeah. I opened a PR and tagged, I guess it was just default, the technical counsel org
Okay.
as reviewers. And then I think Julian had a comment, and then I addressed the comment, and yep. As far as I know, I'm done with it.
Okay. Okay. So then, is there anything you want to go over with it? And these, someone remind me. Yeah, sorry.
I don't think there's really anything to go over.
Okay. So do we set these to approve these existing ones when they're done? Or should I just leave it until we go
Yeah,
over the pilot?
just leave it until go to
Okay.
pilot.
All right. Okay. So it sounds like we're ready to move on to the evaluation of the pilot after this. Okay. Are you gonna, how is that gonna happen?
Yeah, to be a separate meeting.
Okay. All right. So you'll schedule a Wednesday when you're ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. We don't have any active subgroups or RFCs. Aha, we did put this down here. And as far as I know, we still can't do anything on umbrella leaf. Right, we don't have a date or anything.
I'm not aware of a date for it yet.
Okay. All right, so then let's look at this, and maybe we won't have to do it on Wednesday. Add link to permissions naming convention to module. Oh, Alameda will read the PR and determine the next steps.
Yeah, I took a look. I have not followed to see if there are updates to the PR. Yeah, I had some comment or a comment on there, but I've yet to review if Julian or anyone else commented back on it. Basically, the PR is showing links to three docs, two that might be out of date. So I created a document in our Confluence space regarding permission naming, and also referenced the one of the original docs that is in the PR. So just for us to have a representation in our space. Yeah, so those two down there are other documents that have been written that the community is using. So basically my comment in that PR is to link to a document of ours versus three documents that may be talking about Okapi and then Eureka and a bunch of other stuff.
So is what's in this one enough to do an evaluation, or would you still have to go read the other ones?
You probably would need to go read the other ones. This is kind of like a, quick hits of what the permission naming should be, but the document as written by the engineer. I didn't want to move that document here, although I think anyone else could make that determination. But basically having traceability between the documents so that whether it's a document in our space or this document, you have the information that you need.
Okay. Does anybody who's done a review recently have any opinions? Does this look helpful to you? I guess the only thing I'm wondering about is should we even have the Okapi-based link at all? Or
Yeah, we could decide not to. The first link seems to be more Eureka specific, but I left it there just so somebody could check it out. Maybe you want to call it out specifically, but there's a lot of information in that second doc, but it was written at a different time.
yeah. Charlotte?
Yeah, so I have a UI developer who very recently has been working on following these new convention for Eureka. And I think I will suggest that we keep the link also to the Okapi documentation, but maybe you can label it as old or deprecated or something, but keep the link in. So if there is a need for, crosswalking, see how was it done in Okapi, how are we supposed to do it now in Eureka?
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. So if we merge this pull request, is all that all of the updating that we need to do to the acceptance criteria?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Julian may say otherwise.
Sorry, I don't know what's going on with GitHub. They've been having a lot of problems lately.
GitHub has outage today, currently.
Okay. Well, it seems to me like we don't need to make this harder than it is. If we've got a PR that links to the correct naming conventions, we can probably go ahead and merge it. And then, if it becomes problematic the next time we do reviews, we can iterate on it. Does that seem right?
I want to say the PR right now links to three different things. I just had a comment on the PR.
Oh, I see. I see. We haven't narrowed it down. Okay. So the
Yes.
PR should get updated to link to that page that's in our space and then get merged.
That's my suggestion. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. That's wrong. Okay, well, it looks like GitHub's not going to cooperate with us doing that right now, but maybe if we can just put that in the notes, and then we'll be able to wrap this up on Slack after when GitHub's working again.
Give me a little more specificity on the notes part of that.
Will you update the PR, Alameda?
I can update it.
Oh, Julian will update it. Okay. Julian will update the PR to link to the permissions guide in the tech council space.
Thank you.
Okay. I think that's it. And we even got something sort of done, despite, well, once GitHub lets us. Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up for today? Okay, and that dealt with the thing that I thought we were going to do Wednesday. So as of right now, we don't have a topic for this Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we'll talk about the survey. McAbee?
Just a reminder from what I said in the community council update, if anyone does have feedback on that new committee that they're looking to start up, please do share it either directly with the community council or if you want to talk about it at TC first, I suppose we could do that too. Since there was no raised hands before, and given that that matched what I expected initially, I'm going to assume that we don't have feedback, at least collectively. And that's what I'll tell CC at their next meeting 2 weeks from now. So if that's wrong, if anyone, either after reading this through, does want to have a conversation, then please speak out. Thanks.
Great, and I'm glad to see that we have access to it.
Yeah, I had to ask them for that this
Okay.
morning.
Yeah, I tried earlier and I couldn't read it,
Yep,
so.
yep, yep.
Great. Thank you for doing that. Okay. As of now, we'll see everybody on Monday.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you. All right,
bye.
bye.
Thanks. Bye.